You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good evening. You're tuned in to BFM 89.9. This is the Late Late Business Show, and it's time for our MoneyWise segment. Today on our MoneyWise segment, we have Carol Yip, who is the founder and CEO of Abacus for Money. Welcome to the studios, Carol. For some reason, Carol's a little bit nervous, although I must tell you, Carol, knowing a little bit about what you're going to be talking about, it's I who should be nervous, because what you're going to be telling us about is actually quite relevant to someone like me. So before we start on the topic, let's talk a little bit about you. What do you do, and how did you come about to be, you know, involved in something like Abacus for Money?
Oh, thank you, Narina, for making me feeling comfortable now. What happened is I call myself a personal financial educator. What I mean by educator means I actually go out and educate people about money management in a very broad sense. And the unique things about my education is where I incorporate the human psychology part of it. Because out there, there are a lot of education talks about the financial technical area, but there's a missing link about the person. So that's where I go out and talk about the person. What makes us spend money?
Yeah, because, I mean, okay, the economics background, with honors, mind you, it's you know, the MBA, all that is, you know, it's not surprising. You're a certified financial planner, you know, you're a financial coach, you're on your way to getting, you know, yet another qualification in financial counseling as well. The interesting thing about what I'm seeing here is that you have that, you know, you're taking a look at the personal side, the emotional side, that aspect of it, which a lot of people don't really. And that's, I think, what's so special about what you're doing.
In a way, yeah, it's true. Because I also speak in seminars and conferences. And whenever I talk about what makes you spend money, is it because of your emotions? Or is it because of your thoughts, your belief system? And I always ask the participant or guest out there to think about it, or even now the listeners who are listening to me, to think about when you go out and spend your money, what is actually driving you? A lot of time we spend more than what we need. Though the need word seems to be so common these days, we can't really distinguish anymore whether it's really a real need or it's just a want. And most of the time, if you look at it, every emotion makes us spend. When we are happy, we spend. We go out and celebrate. When we are sad, we also spend. We go out and de-stress ourselves.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Now let's come to what we're going to be talking about today. We're coming to the end of the year. And as you said before we started the show, yeah, it's going to be a new year. And before you know it, it's going to be Chinese New Year. So lots of things people are thinking about. Some people are thinking about, well, I don't know if I can think about, you know, celebrating because times are bad. Yeah. So a lot of issues there.
Yeah, you're right. In fact, for the last few months since the financial crisis started, a lot of people have invited me for talks and they ask me, Carol, can you please talk about how to save money? Because this is the time that we really want to know how to do it. But I always say, when good times are here, we don't really think about money.
Right.
We only think about how to enjoy our lives, right?
Yes.
When the time is bad, like now, we start to say, how are we going to save our money? Because why? We are hearing people, you know, already getting a lot of negative perceptions, you know, and already happening. People are already getting retrenched. And chances are they may not be bonuses given out.
Yes.
Maybe not even an increment. But we know life goes on. We have kids who are going to school next year. By January, they're going back to school again. Parents have to spend their money. I also come across a lot of parents who have teenage kids who are ready to go for college.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, like you said, you're moving house, you know, next week. So it's a planned thing. You cannot say, I don't move now because financial crisis is happening. So I need to change my mind.
Right.
So that's where I said, okay, let's start with what's happening in your life. Because like today we said, the topic is getting organized and declutter. Most of all, the declutter is more of like, we're talking about how to save money. It's also not about spending money.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of things in our house we already spend. How can we then get rid of them, hoping that you'll make some money out of it? Or maybe we can actually give away a good charity donation. And also not to spend and accumulate again.
Right.
So let's talk about getting organized. Like you said, New Year coming. Next year is Year of the Ox.
Yes.
The implication is we have to work
harder. Work hard, yes.
Um, And it's about spring cleaning, right?
Yes.
That's Chinese practice, you know. Yes. And to me, it's also a good time. To me, even nowadays when I write articles, I do write articles for magazines and newspaper. I see this financial crisis is a very good lesson for all of us. Why? Because I look at it very positively. Simply because when there's a crisis, it's telling us that something that we have been not doing right. So let's think about it now and what can we do right?
Okay.
Yeah? So getting organized to me is about putting in order, sorting out what are the things that you've been doing that is not creating maybe financial wealth.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe some of the things in your life, be in your career, could it be in your business, that's not happening. And that's why you're feeling stressed now. And that's where I say go back to your fundamental. All right? What do you want in life? I always ask my client, what are you here for? As in like, why are you here today?
Mm-hmm.
Is there a purpose in life or you're actually living for a lifestyle?
Right. So I don't know. I guess depending on what people's situation are, some people say, well, you know, I'm here because I lost my job. I got retrenched. Or mm-hmm. People like myself would say, well, I'm here because I have to earn money for my family.
Exactly.
To provide for my family. Mm-hmm. So different reasons that people give. There's no right or wrong, is there, Carol?
There's really no right or wrong, but a lot of time, whatever we want in life, it mm-hmm. can be shown in terms of either achievement in life,
right,
or it can be also shown in terms of financial wealth.
Okay.
Right? A lot of times, I also say self-worth, you either equate it with financial worth, as mm-hmm. how much you have in your bank or the property that you have, or you can actually equate your self-worth in terms of achievements and in terms of your self-esteem.
Right.
Yeah. And that's where, to me, once you know what you want in life, a lot of time you may not use material things to represent it.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What about people who say, I understand that. I know that, you know, it doesn't have to be all about material wealth. You could have led a rich life. You could have achieved all sorts of different things.
Mm-hmm.
But, Carol,
mm, yep.
bills have to be paid, children exactly. have to be sent to school, you
yes,
know, their
yes.
life goes on and correct. That all involves money. So how will I have to combine those two things?
Yeah, of course, start with cost of living these days, all right?
Sure.
Though I said petrol price has decreased, but I don't think our grocery prices or eating out has actually decreased.
No.
In fact, it has increased. And so it's a unique business sense, right? Whenever you increase the price, you won't reduce it because you want to make more profit.
Right.
That's where I always encourage family, especially, look into the family. And when you do financial planning or whatever it is, get the family involved.
Right.
Get your kids involved. Get the spouses or your spouse involved. Because they are the people actually making you spend your money. Major part of it.
Sure.
Yeah. And like you said, sometimes we don't know our purpose in life until very late or later in life.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Some may have to go through this thing called midlife crisis before they actually really know what they want.
Right.
While you're searching for the purpose, you still need to work with your family and tell them that what is happening now is real.
Sure.
Yeah. So since it's real, what can we do for the next 12 months? At least we are able to handle the situation together. And a lot of times so far that people come to me is about how to manage this area. And I said, communicate.
Right.
Talk to them.
So would you need to have like a family meeting and have a look at all the different areas of spending that each family member does and see where we can all cooperate and help to reduce spending as a whole?
Yeah, I certainly encourage that. Family meetings is very important. It's just like companies and organizations. They have management meetings. They have staff meetings. There's no different in a family. It's made up of people, right? And most of the time, we don't really communicate as in like sitting down and really talk about serious topics or issues. And to me, family meetings is very important.
BFM 89.9, the business station.